Placing three of them with their faces to the wall and arms locked, I commanded two more to mount to their shoulders, and a sixth I ordered to climb upon the shoulders of the upper two. The head of the topmost warrior towered over 40 feet from the ground. In this way, with 10 warriors, I built a series of 3 steps from the ground to the shoulders of the topmost man. Then, starting from a short distance behind them, I ran swiftly up from one tier to the next, and with a final bound from the broad shoulders of the highest, I clutched the top of the great wall and quietly drew myself to its broad expanse. After me, I dragged 6 links of leather from an equal number of my warriors. These links we had previously fastened together, and passing one end to the topmost warrior, I lowered the other end cautiously over the opposite side of the wall toward the avenue below. No one was in sight, so, lowering myself to the end of my leather strap, I dropped the remaining 30 feet to the pavement below. I had learned from Kantos Khan the secret of opening these gates, and in another moment my 20 great fighting men stood within the doomed city of Zodanga. I found to my delight that I had entered at the lower boundary of the enormous palace grounds. The building itself showed in the distance a blaze of glorious light, and on the instant I determined to lead a detachment of warriors directly within the palace itself, while the balance of the great horde was attacking the barracks of the soldiery. Dispatching one of my men to Taztarkas for a detail of 50 thoks, with word of my intentions, I ordered 10 warriors to capture and open one of the great gates, while, with the 9 remaining, I took the other. We were to do our work quietly, no shots were to be fired, and no general advance made until I had reached the palace with my 50 thoks. Our plans worked to perfection. The 2 sentries we met were dispatched to their fathers upon the banks of the lost Sea of Chorus, and the guards at both gates followed them in silence.